Thank you and good afternoon. Someone will say you may be disappointed if you fail, but you're doomed if you don't try. Once more, we appreciate your listening to our Bible Meditations program. We welcome you to the program, and this week I hope you'll be with us as we study from the Word of God. All right, let's get to our lesson. One of the things that the children of Israel were warned about in regard to their inheritance and their land property was the removal of the landmarks. Now today, landmarks are determined in a little different way, but here's really what they would have. A person would mark off his property by having a tree maybe in one corner. Maybe there's a huge stone in another corner, and so his land was determined by those landmarks. Well, in Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 28, there's a warning concerning this. The record says, "Remove not the ancient landmarks which thy father hath, or thy fathers have set." In other words, those landmarks were there. They were vitally important for the determining of the property of an individual. So they were given warning from God, don't remove the ancient landmarks. In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 19 and verse 14, there also was an admonition concerning moving those ancient landmarks. Well, really, our study is not dealing with the propriety of moving a landmark today, but it has to do rather with the matter of spiritual application, and we're talking about the landmarks of our salvation. That which has been set, which determines our eternal redemption, we must be careful because there are those who would move those landmarks. It would seem if the Bible sets regulations for us, telling us what to do and what not to do, we would be willing to just leave those regulations where God placed them. But there's a tendency on the part of people to remove the landmarks that are recorded in the Word of God. Do you remember the prophet Jeremiah, a great prophet of God, pleaded with the people of his day, go and seek the old paths, wherein is the good way, and walk in it. In other words, you return to the old directions that have been given a long time ago. In religion today, people are always looking for something new, something different, and they want something that will arouse their curiosity and maybe take them in a different direction than they have gone before. Now, the Bible tells us that we need to be seeking the ancient landmarks. We need to go back and once again be governed by the things that are recorded in God's Word. Look at the book of 2 John, and I'd like to begin with verse 9. The record says in this particular writing that if a man transgresses and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ, he hath not God. Now, look at the word transgression. The word transgression or transgress means to go across boundaries. Trans, across, and gression, the idea of going across boundaries. All right? The boundaries, then, have been set in religious matters. When it comes to doing the will of God, God's already set his boundaries. And so, the man who transgresses, that is, crosses the line, that man is not in the favor of God. He has not God. In your mind, visualize a field that has a fence around it. And you're told, don't transgress. Don't go beyond the boundaries. You stay within the boundaries. Well, of course, that is the way God wants us to react to his word. not that we set new boundaries, not that we move the boundaries and the marks that tell us what is right or what is wrong, but rather that we appreciate those landmarks that were set a long, long time ago. Keeping that in mind, do you remember in Numbers chapter 22, there was a man named Balak. Balak watched what Balaam, a prophet of God, was doing. And if Balaam, the prophet of God, said good things about the children of Israel, well, that's what happened. So Balak came up with this idea. If I could get him to say evil things about the people of God, then evil would be the result. So he wanted with gold and silver, garments, things of that nature, he wanted to buy the favor of Balaam. And so he tells Balaam, if you speak evil of the people, gold and silver, these things will be yours. Well, in Numbers chapter 22, Balaam said this, if Balak were to give me his house full of silver and of gold, I cannot go beyond the word of the Lord my God to do less or more. I think we can see in that he recognized there are boundaries that are set. I cannot go beyond the word. I can't change the boundaries. I cannot transgress doing either more or less than what God has said. You know, there are people in the world today who do more than the Bible authorizes. They don't find authority in the Bible for what they're doing. They just go ahead without any authority. There are others who do less than the Bible authorizes. They set up their own fence, as it were. Inside of the great fence that we talked about a minute ago, inside of that fence, they put up a smaller fence, which does not cover as much territory as the former one did. In other words, they simply come along and say, well, all that God said that we could do, we're not to be doing. There are some things that we make our own restrictions on. You know, a lesson should have been learned by the book of James, chapter 4 and verse 12, saying this, there is one lawgiver. Friends, you and I are not lawgivers. We don't have the right either to add to or take away from the boundaries that God has set for us. When we transgress, when we add to or take away from, we invite the condemnation of God. Isn't that the reason that the Bible closes out in chapter 22 of the book of Revelation by giving this warning? If you add to the word of the book of this prophecy, the plagues that are written therein shall be added unto you. If you take away from the word of the book of this prophecy, your name shall be taken away from the book of life, from the holy city. God just told us, don't add to, don't take away from the word of God. So if I want to know what boundaries has God set for my conduct, I go to the Bible. Because in the Bible, I learn what God wants me to do. I learn how far He allows me to go. And I must respect and not remove those ancient landmarks. To add to it or to take away from it brings the disapproval of God. Well, the Lord willing, we'll talk some more about this tomorrow. I do hope that you'll take the time to be with us and invite someone to listen to the program with you. Remember, in the meantime, it was Jesus who said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. We now return you to our announcer.